the Apostle John had a flair for the dramatic, and that's one of the reasons he was such a great writer. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. John chapter 1, verses 4 and 5 say, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." This is the first time that John brings up the concepts of light and darkness, but it won't be the last. Nicodemus is said to come to Jesus at night. Judas walks out of the Last Supper, and the text says next, "And it was night." Light and darkness are major themes throughout this gospel. John says, "And the life was the light of men." What does that mean exactly? Well, one pastor says it this way, that what it means is that people cannot see or understand this world as they were created to see it and understand it. They can't see Jesus as he's meant to be seen or understood without the light of life. They don't see Jesus for who he really is, as supremely valuable. They don't see his sacrifice as an atoning sacrifice. They are blind to these things. They walk and they live in darkness. They're spiritually dead to the greatest of all realities. If they're going to see these things and receive them, then they must have life. Life makes seeing possible. So John says in verse 4, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men." New life brings light. New life makes seeing possible. New life gets rid of the darkness and blindness. When death is replaced with life, darkness is replaced with light. This is why John says in chapter 8, verse 12, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." And then comes perhaps the greatest verse. "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." So John is giving his readers a clue, a key on how to read this book. So no matter what you see unfolding, remember that the darkness will not overcome the light. No matter what religious officials you see setting traps for Jesus, darkness will not overcome the light. No matter if you see Jesus getting betrayed by a friend, getting arrested, getting stranded, getting mocked, getting beaten, getting mistreated, getting crucified, getting buried, Jesus will not be overtaken by darkness. And did you know that that's still true today? The light is shining today in the darkness of this world, and the darkness will never overcome it. The light of Jesus shines through his people, through his church. And it may look like the church's light is dimming. It's running out of style. It may look like the light is being mocked, being beaten down and backed by all kinds of official people and places. The church may even be persecuted and told to keep quiet. There will even be attempts to put the church in a coffin. But my money is on John chapter 1, verse 5. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. My money, my faith is on the one who took the deadliest blow that darkness had to offer and then came back full of life. That same one lives in his people. Therefore, darkness cannot overcome his people. No matter the valley, no matter the struggle, no matter how dark it may seem to get, darkness does not have the final word. Light does. Today, please pray for David Morroquin and his family, our missionaries in Guatemala. And also remember the Nairobi LifeWord broadcast heard in Tanzania.